Once you take it, you took it. And I don't care what they think they may have done to a portion of the population to make them think that we're all white supremacists and terrible people, and I mean, okay, you know, that narrative. What I find really very interesting is how many young people didn't buy into that. They actually understand what the president is saying. You know, it was a portion of the population, the ones that were getting the higher education, but they were, because they were putting themselves into a institution that was going to mind control them, program them. But, you know, a lot of these kids that just went their own way and they made their way, craftsmen, all, they didn't get it. They didn't get the control, in my opinion. So I find that very kind of interesting. But I do want to play this song by Joan Walsh called Soldier Boy. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 34 seconds.
Summer day, he walks through the fields with his white shirt gleaming in the sun. In his young song, he sings for blackbirds with his white shirt on. Winter day, he walks through the mires with his green shirt bloody to the seams. In his sad song, he sings for company with his green shirt on. Soldier boy, you've had enough of war. Soldier boy, your soft heart broken too from all that you've seen and all that you felt. My soldier boy, spring day, he walks through the air with his glad heart open to the sky. In his tender song, he sings for his love with his glad heart on. Autumn day, he walks through the leaves with his dark heart open to the clay. In his sorrow song, he sings for lost love with his dark heart on. Soldier boy, you've had enough of war. Soldier boy, your glass heart broken too from all that you've seen and all that you felt. My soldier boy, and someday he'll walk through the fields with his white shirt gleaming in the sun. In his happy song, he'll sing with blackbirds with his glad heart on. And someday we'll walk through those fields with our glad hearts open to the sky. And our happy songs we'll sing to blackbirds with our glad hearts on. Soldier boy, I've had enough of war. Soldier boy, my soft heart broken too from all that I've seen and all that I've felt. My soldier boy, my soldier boy.
And welcome back to the Say What Show. That was Soldier Boy by Joan Walsh. I will put it up on YouTube because she's given me permission to do that, I hope. I'll check with her again. Thank you, Joan.
That was beautiful, Joan.
That was lovely.
Yes. Yes. So,
she's in the chat room, Nancy. She can give you permission there.
That's true. Give me permission, Joe.
Oh, Joe, you're in the chat room? That was absolutely precious. God bless you. I mean, wow. If that's part of an album or something, I need to know because I need to get that. That was just a lovely storytelling. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, we got some special people out there that listen to us and share our pathway and change the way that the rest of us think. Okay, so I thought that first hour was pretty good. We got Dolly all straightened out again. She's high maintenance, Johnny.
I'm sorry.
You know I love you.
I don't ever want to be in that place again. Never. Oh, my gosh.
That's why I personally don't take naps in the afternoon. I'll do a meditation or whatever. But I find that sometimes if I take an afternoon nap, I go so deep. When I wake up, I have no idea where I am.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Annie, it's in the chat. She put a link to it in the chat.
Thank you, Joan. Appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, that was just precious.
I'll put that link down in YouTube. I do have to tell a couple of things here. Maybe they'll come back to me because I was getting all these little stories, but I was letting you people talk because, you see, understand what's happened to me, okay? First off, I lost hours of radio, my voice, you know, talk, and I had to leave my house, it's flooded out, and then it was almost, it was dry, the house was dry, I just had still a lot of water in the yard. And I go and I get my eyes checked, 2 hours, I come back and there's more water in the house than when it originally happened. So we're right back to square one. And I'm with my best friend who's living just behind me, but high enough that we're okay over there. But she's a Biden fan. She hates Trump. I got nobody to talk to. And I gotta be careful about, I gotta be careful of what I'm saying, you know? So it's like, I got Jan Shaw got on with me and I talked and talked until the phone rang out. And I'm not gonna talk about the hot toddies.
Was she having hot toddies while
she was talking? She was having hot toddies. I wished I'd had the hot toddy. Yeah. And apparently we talked too long because when I hung up on her, she was like, well, Doodle's there.
The hot toddy was having its effect.
It seemed like. She can defend herself. I think she's in chat.
There's no defense necessary. You're an adult. You're allowed to have an alcoholic beverage in the privacy of your own home.
Exactly.
She's not there. She had to leave.
Oh, did she? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe the trailer got to her. She was waiting on the trailer.
Is she in Phoenix now?
Yeah.
Oh, good. She didn't drive that trailer, did she?
No, she drove down her car, but the guy who, well, she'll tell the story probably at some point, but he pulled the trailer, so she didn't have to pull the trailer in her car. He had a truck.
Oh.
But she was in Phoenix when she messaged me that she had sent me the show, and I said, you're in Phoenix. This girl can manifest faster and better than anybody I've ever met. She really can. Well, she's
the cosmic creating person, isn't she? That's her thing.
She is that.
You know.
Yep. And I take credit for it, you know, because she read my book, Cosmic Reality.
Yeah.
No, it's true.